This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome everyone to Kids on Bikes, our TTRPG live show slash audio drama, if you're catching it out on podcast. We never say hello to the podcast audience, but we get like 1,000 podcast downloads a day.
What's up, potties?
Have you seen that cool image that the Moon Rules put out of like where all of our podcasts are downloaded around the world?
Oh, no.
Dude, you have to check it out. It's really cool.
I'm going to have to
see,
check
like,
that out.
The impressions. It's really cool.
That's really cool. Yeah. Well, welcome, everyone. I apologize right off the bat. I don't know if my voice will make it through the entire show. Mm-hmm. I got really sick on Saturday. Malika and I went out to a wonderful breakfast, and I believe I accidentally touched the same things that small children had touched when we bought Girl Scout cookies. Yep. And within 3 hours, I had become really sick.
Yep. Learned your lesson.
I learned my lesson.
Yep. Don't leave.
Don't leave the
don't
house.
Ever go outside.
Don't ever go outside.
Yeah. Agoraphobic, right?
So I've been holding off all day on taking medicine so I didn't over-medicate, but then right before the show, I downed a bunch of Dayquil, so...
This is going to get interesting.
I'm going to do my best to stay in the zone, but I don't drink, I don't smoke, I hardly ever take medicine, so when I do, I feel very strange. Yeah. So I will do my best.
That's everybody. It's the perfect cue, everybody, to throw in a bunch of NPC characters for him.
No, fuck you. Fuck you, Bert. No, but seriously, we need the money, so yes, please do.
Yep.
Mylin might be a couple minutes late. She had a gig on the outside of town, but we'll be okay, and we'll be able to get started.
We also started early.
What? No, it's 6:02.
It said 6. All right. I guess that clock's wrong.
Yeah, it's 6:02 now.
That's weird.
Oh, no, I worry about it if we can't make it through, because here's something you all need to understand. As a very tight-knit, tightly run, small company, every show that brings in at least $1 is extremely, extremely important to the success of this channel being able to continue for another month. So every show that we do here, it's imperative that we continue doing it. There was another show a couple weeks ago, Warhammer, where, for instance, people were sick and we couldn't do Warhammer, so we did painting instead. We lost $800 that week. So it's just one of those things. We can't gotta tough it out, gotta keep going, gotta push through, but I luckily have an amazing cast here with me that can carry the weight and keep this exciting.
I don't know, I'm tapped, dude.
Nice.
What?
I'm tapped out.
You're tapped out. You're tapping out.
Yeah,
before the show starts.
I was streaming
me
for
too.
3 hours.
God damn it.
Bye.
Hey. Good luck, guys.
What the fuck?
Cool. It's my episode.
Hey, man. You were upstairs eating lunch. I didn't get to have a break or anything.
Okay, great. So we got Malika Sass to start off the show. Amir's out.
I'm just tired. So.
God damn it.
I'm going to go home.
This is not how we start.
I jacked myself up on caffeine, so I am good to go.
Guys, I want to tell you, for the last 3 hours,
you and I are going to do a show.
Yeah.
I made a rock.
It's pretty cool.
It was a lot of work.
I don't know
how hard it is to make masonry.
Now.
Yeah, I think you might have overdone it. I think in hindsight, the $15 rocks off of eBay were probably a better use of time and resources.
I was going to say, or hear me out, we just go on a nature walk.
Oh, right. They have rocks outside. Yeah. Oh, shit. What are we doing? They have them out there.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to sponsor a rock... Let me know. This one has not been baked yet. It's ready for sponsorship.
Cool. Also, and this is since we're talking about it, a good thing to look into is a pet store, like
fish tank
scenery.
Oh my gosh.
Do you get like really crazy rocks and stuff with like caves to go in and stuff?
What a great idea.
For the people who showed up on podcast or just to watch this like normal, we are going to do a show. There's going to be a show. I feel like, though, in the modern age of podcasts, this is how most podcasts are.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. You talk about your day for the first 45 minutes.
45 minutes, right? Usually before they get rolling, and then there's a three-hour show afterwards? I don't know.
Yep.
No, they got the sponsors, and they wrap it up.
You guys want to hear about my trip to the post office this morning?
Sure, Lucas.
I got in line, and oh my gosh, I sat there in line for about 10 minutes, and it didn't move, and I was like, I got places to be, so I left.
Yep.
What did you guys do?
So, fun fact. If we're telling, if we're sharing stories, fun fact.
I'm sweating. This is going to be a long night.
What's funny is we haven't actually spoken for 10 minutes. This is just the DayQuil kicking in.
Oh, stop.
I went, fun fact, you should always be sure. This is a friendly podcast reminder. We're really leaning in the podcast group. I appreciate everyone who's listening. Always remember to check the expiration date on the batteries in your car.
Oh.
Just a fun fact. Not saying that was how I spent part of my day yesterday.
Unrelated, right?
Yeah, unrelated. But you should just, everyone today, just do me a favor. Go, next time you go to your car, check the battery.
Check the expiration date.
Whoa.
If you're in a colder state, especially.
Yep.
It's important.
I'm going to go cold check here. That it's like right 38 now. Degrees.
I'll be right back.
Okay, well, let's talk about ways you can interact with this show.
Perfect.
I'm going to do
perfect.
It.
I thought that was my segue when I was talking about the NPCs, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then we got, So if you want to support the show and everything we do here at Hyper, you can go to oneshot.straightlogic.com or streamlabs.com/hyperRPG. You can do $10 to hashtag somebody's name. You'll see it on the OneShot store to give them a token. These tokens get added on top of the die results.
Nice.
Or we haven't been doing this much, but on your character sheets there are ways that you can use multiple tokens to do something, and I think you probably should. Those are fun to use, and I want to test those out for the next show. So they can also use tokens to do special powers and stuff that they have.
Mine's pretty good.
Yeah, what is yours again?
Prepared. I think it's the same as Malika.
We're super prepared.
Yeah. Oh, you're super prepared.
Yeah.
Oh, or between the.
I'm well. If I spend two adversity tokens, I happen to have one commonplace item with you, so that's the same as your character.
Yep.
I'm also a skilled ranger. FYI, I automatically succeed any check with a difficulty of 12 or lower related to being a park ranger.
It's pretty solid.
And if you determine, as a GM, it's more than that, I still get to add 3.
Okay. So for $25, you can add evidence to existing rumors. The mods have a list of all the rumors that have been given. Now, the way this town works, the town of Undecided in Kids on Bikes, is it's a town that's mostly made up by you in the chat room. And the rumors that you give, you're building the mystery here. The entire story that we've told so far. And by the way, this is the penultimate episode. This is the second to last. This is Martini. So there's only two more. And
what's Martini?
Second to last.
Oh, I didn't know that was another way you could use that word.
It's a film term. I don't know if it's used anywhere other than film. Okay,
yeah,
Amir said no
is,
in the background.
Yeah. I was just thinking
I
of
say
a
the
drink.
Word martini all the time.
I've heard penultimate.
And it never has anything to do with film.
yeah, you call martini on second to last shot. So, I guess... L.A.
It means get the martinis ready, boys. We're almost done.
It pretty much means rap drinking.
Yeah.
Yep. Rap drinking.
Except for everyone who's got a tear down equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Usually in that
it's
boat.
It's mostly talent.
Yeah. What?
Talent gets to go drink. But crew gets to tear everything down. Sorry. I'm venting at this point.
So for $50, you can create a rumor for that town to keep building on the town of Undecided. Now, given that there's only two episodes left, I don't want people to shy away from giving rumors. Because some of these rumors might end up in Kolok. Some of them.
Interesting.
Don't try to make them, because then you'll fail and I just won't do it at all.
Yep.
But just be aware that when you give rumors to help build out Undecided, there's certain things that may cross over. Who knows?
So you're saying if a rumor is that good, it will make its way over?
Maybe. If it fits into the next story that's being told.
Okay.
Certain things already have, and they've been added to my notebook.
Interesting.
I got my little notebook.
Now the plot thickens.
Yeah, it's true. For $75, well, not for $75, I do this every week, but every $75 earned gives the players an energy token.
This is so important.
These energy tokens allow them to use their super abilities. Now, we haven't been having you do this yet, but we're going to have to. We have to. If you get injured and you need to heal, that's your power. Healing is your power. You need to use an energy token to heal. If you don't, you just die.
Well, here's the thing, though. You really messed up last week by giving me special butt drugs powers, because you gave me heal, and literally my best skills are grit and fighting. So you basically have made me now Wolverine.
You're a tank, dude.
And I am unkillable. I guess now
you have to use energy
if
tokens.
If I use energy tokens. So as heal. Long as I'm...
My mistake was letting you heal for free. Mm. This is a system, and the chat can give energy tokens to allow you to use your powers. That's one of your powers, so you need to use it.
Everybody knows with drugs, though, the first one is free.
Yeah.
So now we're there. Now I'm hooked on it.
Okay.
Just like Phonics.
Now it's going to cost you.
It's going to cost me now.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. But I believe in chat because you literally have the potentially made me unkillable.
Well, considering we are now at... We already have 2 energy tokens.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, so, Zach, I'm going to ruin everything in your story tonight.
Thanks, buddy. For $100,
I punch
you can...
it. This person, I punch it. This monster comes out. I slug it in the face.
How many energy tokens do we have? Oh, 2? Okay, I punch it.
Yeah. For $100, you can add an NPC townie to the game. Now, these NPCs, again, if something's so fucking good and I'm loving it, they might end up in the next show.
Shoveler.
Oh, the Shoveler is going to be in Kolok. I fucking love this idea.
He should be in all of our RPGs.
Across the board.
Yeah, he's just traveled dimensions.
This idea that there's just this person that walks around with a shovel and buries things that you leave behind is so good to me. I love it. I love it so much. Yep. It's great. Especially, like, I imagine, like, Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
It's like sitting in a bar having a drink and his shovel next to him and it sets the drink down like, I gotta get to work.
I was imagining the guy that plays the custodian in Harry Potter.
I don't know who that is.
In those movies. Do you guys know who I'm talking about?
I know.
The one with the cat?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, does he have, like, a glass eye or something? No. Mm-hmm. No. Does he? Yeah.
And then he has long hair, but it's bald. So
yeah,
it's like,
he's, like, bald up top, and he's got long hair, and he's...
Like a party mullet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, in a gross
like
way.
Like an old man party mullet.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I could see that.
He's, like, powerful, but, like, dumb. Or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's like, get his job.
Well, that's all the different ways you interact with this show.
So pretty good.
That keep this show alive and well.
And our channel.
And the channel.
And our lives and our health.
Bird
and
has
the dog.
6 tokens. This is ridiculous.
Woo! I'm gonna ruin your story. I'm the only one that brought it. Yeah!
So, before we get into the show, another thing that we've kind of added to the system that we really like is your journal. Your journal entry. So we're going to start with Lucas and make our way around because Mylin might show up by the time we get over there. So give us a journal update on where you are in the world, a little bit about your character in that, your likes, your wishes, your feelings, so new viewers can have a little bit of an update on who you are as a player.
Can I ask you first, how much time has passed?
None.
No time has passed.
No time has passed since you've been in the woods. Well, so, by the time we get to into the story, some time may have passed because first we have to cut. The very first thing we're doing in this episode is cutting to Justin and Malika.
Nice.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Dear Diary. Looks like my dad is somewhat out of the picture now, and my mom has a new boyfriend who calls himself Wheels. He's a big jerk, and it seems like he... is being paid by the shadow government to make sure I stay in line. But that didn't work out too well for him, and he started beating up some random guy, and I pretended to be scared and used it as an opportunity to run away and join with my friends. So we were, like, running through the woods and stuff, and then we got, like, sucked into some, I don't know, some sort of other portal thing underground, and we talked to this guy with a real dumb, stupid southern accent. He was trying to tell us something about making a deal, and it felt like we were trying to make a deal with the devil, so I was like, don't do it. Oh, yeah, by the way, our new friend Lucy was there, and she was also like, don't do it. And she was pretty cool. Yeah, I think that pretty much catches everything up. Oh, also, Bert is back and he can heal himself and he's super crazy right now. But he's kind of cool. He's like really cool actually. Okay, bye.
Always ending your journal entries with bye. Malika, your journal entry.
Are we picking up where I last left off?
You didn't give us a journal entry last week.
Okay.
So give us one now. I'll update you when the show starts on what you and Justin have been up to. Actually, I'll give you a little bit of a hint right now.
Okay.
When we last saw you all behind the diner, there was a little bit of an inkling of a inspiring Justin to make change in the world.
Okay.
Justin took it upon himself. Wow, they really are trying to break me. They're trying to break me. Bert, you have 16 tokens. There was a moment.
You gave me the power to heal. I don't know why you did this.
Can he heal other people?
No.
Everyone. Everyone.
There's supposed to
I give my tokens
real to world repercussions in this story. Danger is supposed to be relevant. Okay. So, he was inspired by your abilities. And once he found out that there were things and people in this town taking advantage of kids, he wanted to do something about it. So he went directly to the source. And last we found in the last episode, you and Justin had captured one of the scientists from the facility. So I'm going to say you two captured him and took him back to the Forest Ranger station. And that's where you are. And you had just made contact with the rest of the group at that moment. Now, I'll let you do your journal entry.
Wow. You know what? Ever since Justin found out that he may not matter because he's just a creation of some girl's imagination, he's really become a changed person. I used to be the one that surprises him, but he's been surprising me. I just followed along with him. And I think he has it in his head that he's a superhero. And we kind of... Well, we didn't kind of. We actually kidnapped a scientist. And I think it's time for a little bit of good cop, bad cop. Or should I say good ranger, bad ranger. With Justin and I, we're going to be a team.
I'm so excited for that.
Great.
I'm so excited for that.
Bert, your journal entry, please.
Dear General, drugs are bad, but also good, question mark? It seems like I had forgotten about something I had... Look, the details aren't important, but thankfully I now have powers again. I'd lost mine in that strange dimension. But powers are cool, but even cooler when literally nothing can kill you. I am unstoppable. This is amazing. I am so so ecstatic to finally be a part of the group again. Fun fact, Lucy was like in the woods and we totally found her. She seems pretty cool. Seems like a year has passed, which is strange, but you know, she seems actually pretty chill with, you know, finding us again. We actually went to her house. I got some sick disguise. It's pretty solid. We went to go try and pick up Lucas, but I guess there's some things in this reality now that I'm still trying to figure out. We went to his old house. It wasn't his house anymore. It seems like he's now in a worse... Look, I don't really want to dive too much into it, but it seems like we all have to learn kind of what's happened while we've been gone. Also, BT Dubs, Lucas might be adopted, but no one should tell him that, because that's...
Look. I like how you left that out of your journal entry.
We got in a fight with some strange dude, and there was also a guy in, like, I don't know, a costume. He didn't have cool healing powers like me, or if he did, I didn't really see it. My Lin took him off, and flew away with him, but when we tried to escape, I don't know, we kind of got kidnapped or captured, and we woke up in some strange underground place, and that's when this strange dude started talking to us very cryptically about who we are, and I guess what we are, and how we came to be. I guess more alarming, though, is he said that he had already made a deal with Mylin, and I don't know. That seems strange. But we got out, and honestly, I don't know what to do now, but I guess Malika has captured some scientists. Anyways, like I said, I'm literally unstoppable now, so this is pretty great, and I'm really going to ride this train. But not the ghost train. Not that ghost train. I don't want to go on that train. Anyways, TTYL, Bert.
Your journal entry.
Dear Diary, All my friends are missing, but in addition, they apparently didn't give me the olive green and khaki memo. Not cool. Also, my dad, or my supposed dad, lives in, I think, is hell. That's confusing. Excuse me. I helped some dude that was gonna get his ass kicked last week, and then all my friends were missing. And I don't know. Maybe Hell Dad kidnapped them. Maybe they went on an adventure without me. Maybe they went to go help those kids. Excuse me, in the alternate universe. Oh man. And I got this freaking cough that just won't seem to go away. It's really just been like a hell of a ride. And it's just getting super, super stressful. Like, I just keep losing everyone. And my freaking house burned down. This is some bullshit. Man.
Great. One more thing before we get into the story. I forgot to tell you, every $500, a rumor becomes true. Oh, I base it off which rumors have towards the most evidence or working in the story at that moment. And we are currently only 160 away from our first rumor becoming true.
Yes.
And the chat have been really pushing for one tonight that maybe I'll go with. We'll see. I think it'd be fun. So, we're going to start the show at the ranger station. Justin and Malika have captured what they believe to be is a scientist at the research facility, the destroyed research facility. This individual, Malika, why don't you tell me before we get started how you captured him?
Well,
tell me what, how you did it.
Once Justin promised to follow my path, which I was very taken aback by, I was like, okay, wait, back up. We need to get disguises. Right. So we went and got disguises.
To be clear, Justin doesn't feel the ultimate need to wear a disguise because, in his mind, he's a dead man. A dead man walking.
Well, I got a few different pairs of sunglasses.
Okay.
And Justin started asking me a little bit more about the whole situation. The situation that we're in. And I started explaining about the facility, how it blew up, how we were captured.
This is a really long-winded way to tell me how you captured the scientist. But I feel like this is one of those, tell me the story and then you're like, well, I was born on... How did you capture the scientist?
Well, we used my ability to locate the scientists and knock them out.
How did you use your ability to locate the
You scientists? Told me too many details, so I try to simplify. I'm trying to help you. I made a giant fist to punch down the door. It's a fist of light.
What door? The building was destroyed. Okay. I just want to know how you captured him. I guess I'll fill that in.
I got many disguises now.
All right. I'm going to say that when you all went up to that facility and you started looking around, there was a group of individuals that were standing around and taking some readings off a certain area in the destroyed complex. And they separated, leaving one behind. And he had a portable kind of device with him. Something that looked like really advanced tech, nothing that you'd seen before. It looked like a computer, but that didn't make much sense, that this thing was able to be out in the field and being used. It was way too small, but it kind of looked like that. And while he was distracted and looking down, you kind of flashbanged him, blinding him. Momentarily, or Justin then threw a bag over his head, tied him up, and you two took him back to the ranger station. Where we will now cut in on.
Oh man, we're doing the right thing here, right? This is I've never kidnapped anybody before, and what do we do now? I mean, how do you go from we need information at. I can't torture somebody. That's not very. It's not the ranger way.
Justin, You were so gung-ho about making a difference.
We need to make a difference. We got to figure out what they're doing with
those
kids.
You're the one who threw the bag over it.
You can't have them see where we're taking them.
And that's where you hear, a voice from under the bag. I'm in the ranger station. And you're supposed to be dead.
Oh, he knows who I am. He knows where we are. Okay. All right. So I guess if we put a bag over someone's head, we shouldn't say out loud that we're rangers. I'm really bad at this vigilante stuff. That's right. I'm supposed to be dead. I'm your worst nightmare. Come back to life. Watch out.
I don't know. What do we do now?
Well, I mean, I'm going to have a little sidebar with Justin. Justin, kind of take him aside.
Yeah. Just be
in the other room.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
Don't get any ideas now. We're watching you.
Justin.
Yeah.
And I kind of poke him in the chest as I'm doing this to kind of emphasize each word. Justin, you need to grow a backbone. Stand up for yourself. We have the power. They have to answer our questions. We just need some information. This can be a friendly conversation as long as they cooperate. You got it? This is the point we're going to articulate.
Okay. All right.
You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
I do kind of a handshake, kind of high five
thing.
All right.
Can you roll your charm difficulty of, we'll say, 6. You only have a D4 charm. That makes sense.
that checks out.
She's good at it.
But wait, what did you roll?
3.
How many tokens do I have?
How many tokens does she have?
You have 2.
I have a lot, right?
You do have a lot, but I'm going to say for that to work...
You gotta save them for your butt.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. That's a good point.
For that to work...
Think of your butt, man.
For that to work, you would have to create a link right now and communicate with her. Jump in this conversation.
Is this before, after, timeline-wise?
You know what? No, you're out. She made contact with you all.
That's right. How badly do you want to succeed this?
I don't need to charm my way through Justin.
Okay. I don't think I can do it.
Fine.
I was gonna make it super... I could...
We gotta use our brains, alright? Just follow along with me.
Okay, alright.
I'm gonna step back into the lead.
You're a lady full of surprises, so... Okay.
Say the same about yourself.
Okay. Justin walks in. He's following you, but then he kind of like diverts off and he takes the bag off his head from behind him. And the guy's looking directly at you.
And the scientist, does he have an ID tag or anything?
He does not.
All right. So no identification, company they're working
for? Not an ID tag. Mm-hmm. He didn't look for identification.
So you work for... You're a scientist.
Doctor, actually.
A medical doctor.
Sure.
So, I assume you've sworn an oath to protect life?
No.
Justin, I don't like this guy.
He's standing behind the dude, so you're just like talking through.
I don't either.
We deserve some answers.
Do you find it strange that you were transferred here?
Should I?
It took us a while to find you. You were one of the first. Older than the rest. Your caregivers broke their agreement. They'd become
attached, bonded to you.
What caregivers? What are you talking about?
What you believe to be your parents. Many years we spent tracking you down. They did a good job. But you gave us an opportunity, an opening. We brought you home.
This makes sense. I love my parents. We're flesh and blood. What are you talking about?
Not your flesh and blood.
So let me guess. You need us back. You need us here.
We did. Until you destroyed our research. Made things difficult for us and the company. But let me just say I'm thankful for you bringing me face to face with you and the abomination that stands behind me.
What is it?
Wait a minute now, mister. That's a strong word you got there.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice.
I may not be a real person, mind you, and a figment of a little girl's imagination, but abomination's a stretch.
Come stand in front of me.
I don't he's looking right at me. It's really difficult when the eyes are...
And I just keep jabbing him in the back. Stop. Backbone.
He punches him in the face. You were pushing me.
No, he means business.
The doctor slowly brings his head back up.
Created. Amira, I'm guessing. You were brought out of the world. This is fascinating.
Justin, don't listen to him. You're here right now.
The fact that she can materialize matter from thought. Lifelike. But we need her back.
What do you need her back for?
She's dangerous.
And what about you? Aren't you dangerous? You didn't even take an oath to protect life. What kind of doctor are you?
The highly sought after kind.
I'm gonna try to establish a psychic link with the rest of my group.
Okay.
Guys, I am here with a doctor, air quotes, who we captured from the facility.
When you hear Dr. Lucas, only one person comes to your mind.
Ask him what his name is.
Hey, what's your name?
Are you talking to the little one?
I asked you a question. You give me answers.
Is he a creep?
Like a creep.
Let him know that we know exactly where he is right now. And that Wheels isn't the only person that we have keeping an eye on him.
You should spook him and say, I know who you are, Dr. Enman.
I know who you are, Dr. Enman. And where do you think Lucas is?
Did it spook him?
Thank you for confirming your psychic link to the young one. We had theories. The bond... The four of you.
I bet he's super spooked.
Very unusual.
Lucas, I don't think it worked.
Can you tell me?
Must be some other doctor.
How is it that your powers were unlocked? This is the thing we can't seem to understand. And do you know what happened to Scott? We had plans for him.
I'm not gonna provide any more information until I know what you're gonna do with it.
Malika, Lucas, what happened to you guys? Where is everyone? I've been looking for all of you.
We're out in the woods. I don't know where Malika is.
Yeah, we had a very interesting conversation with...
Oh god, you ran to my demon dad, didn't you?
Oh, good. So you...
What?
You do know who he is.
I mean, maybe. He says he's my dad, but I don't know what to believe anymore. He just seems like a creep. He also says the homeless dude is the other half of him, and we gotta capture that body and give it to him or we're all gonna die. But, I feel like this is questions for later. Malika sounded like she was doing something with the doctor.
I think you should all talk to him.
I think I already talked to him.
Like, outside of the link, I'm like, what?
He came to my house. Some doctor. He said that I had to take everyone back from Jessica or Amira's world or whatever. He said we had to bring him back. And I said that he was a big dummy and stuff.
Oh. Okay.
And then he drank my Capri Suns.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go beat this guy up.
I know.
Malika, where are you?
I'm at my house.
Yeah. Your house? I don't think I've ever been to your house.
I think she means the ranger station.
Don't you remember the ranger station?
I think she lives there. Remember?
I don't do it in the... Oh, that's sad. Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, why don't we just meet you there?
Oh, yeah. Also, you guys heard about the part, if we don't give my demon dad the other half of his body, that we all die, right? Just putting that out there.
Yeah, we should discuss.
So it's on the priority list for today.
I'm adopted.
Oh, me too.
Oh, cool.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's what the doctor told me, but I don't believe him.
Whoa, we're all adopted?
No, I'm not adopted.
Yeah, that doctor told you.
Oh, I'm gonna believe... Get here.
Before
everyone's adopted.
I don't know what this this man's saying some pretty spooky stuff there, Malika. I don't fully understand or grasp a lot of it, but I'm not real, so you know, what do I know?
I mean, I don't even know.
I just have all the memories of living a life here. You know, I know where the jam is in that cupboard. Unless you threw out my jam, he would do that.
I like jam too, with peanut butter.
Yeah, I'm aware, but
peanut butter and jam is so much
better. I just don't know. This guy's kind of freaking me out here. He seems to know a lot about you, and it's almost like he wanted you to capture him. But that would be stupid. That doesn't make any sense. That kind of. Nobody can do that.
Justin, we need to figure out if he's communicating with him. Let's search him for any microphones or cameras.
Okay, doctor, sir, I'm gonna start removing your clothes and you're gonna have to just be okay with it. Boss's orders. So don't make a fuss and I won't have to hit you in the face again, because that wasn't pleasant for either of us.
Backbone.
Oh, I'll do it even if you... I kind of... How do I reinforce a statement like that when I already established my own kind of precomposed disposition of not really enjoying that?
Justin, this is what I do. You gotta make a face like you mean it. Say the same words, but you gotta make the face at the end.
I have a camera under my tie. An earpiece that you refused to move earlier. The range is far enough. You could disable them if you want, but we have other means of communicating.
I want to fly to the ranger station.
Okay, and great. Let's use some energy tokens. So,
just so you know, we established that now I have used energy powers to heal. So there is, but I also...
I'm gonna make you grow, Scott, a creepy body out of your body.
I don't know how that works. But
I don't either.
I didn't want to bring it up because I was like, I hope everyone forgets about this.
Nope, not me.
You'd probably have to cut off an appendage and wait and see if it grows.
Yeah, into like another body, like a lizard, like when you take off its tail and maybe another lizard will grow out of it, or maybe it'll just die.
Okay, so if you would like to fly, that's going to be one energy token.
Yes.
That's going to be a difficulty of 5, roll 2d4s.
Get one more d4, or just roll twice.
Yeah. 4.
That's only 4. Now you could use another energy token.
I do want to use another energy token.
Great. So you succeed. So you start flying towards the ranger station on top of the hill. It's going to take you a little bit to get there.
Okay.
Let's go back to the conversation here. Actually, really quickly, we're going to cut back to the woods with you two. You are out in the woods. It is night. It is dark. You don't exactly know where you are as you've just come out of this underground kind of portal. And as you two have been talking...
Lucy?
You didn't notice it, but Lucy has disappeared. You can't even remember if she came out of that tunnel with you.
Uh-oh.
Did we leave Lucy?
No. She can't... she got up, and then she hit... Shoot, did we leave Lucy? No.
Can we go back in?
I go up to, like, the tree.
You start hitting on the tree, and as you put your arms out and you start touching the tree, you realize something under your sleeve, something kind of growing out from under your sleeve on your arm. As you lift up your sleeve, you see that where you had cut yourself before and it had healed back, it's become calloused. It's almost overgrown. Like, the scar tissue... has turned into a kind of a rock-hard substance. It's very hard to touch. And when you kind of tap it, you don't feel anything. You feel no pain on it, nothing like that. And then you kind of reach down and touch your stomach where you had been ripped open by the monster. And it feels like stone.
God, you're gonna turn into a statue.
This is what the sound that I'm making out loud.
Lucy.
Lucy.
Are you here?
Hey guys, I'm flying to the ranger station. You should probably see if Lucy can drive you in her car or something, so we can all meet up.
We don't know where Lucy is. Should.
What?
Should we find her?
Did you leave her with my devil dad?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think she has powers, you guys. She's gonna die. Did you leave her to die?
No. She, like, was fine because she didn't have powers. Like, that's... that... right?
I think that's what he said.
Maybe she just ran off.
Hear the sound in the woods of, like, a branch breaking. As you turn and look over, you see in the dark this reflection of someone's eyes looking back at you in the night light.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hey there. Are you all looking for a girl? Did I hear somebody say a girl's name? Did somebody say a girl's name? Were you looking for a lady? That lady went running through the woods real fast. That lady, she went that way. I was gonna chase her, but then I saw you all or heard you all over here in the leaves and stuff like that, and I thought, you know, maybe I should check in on that first. How did you all get out here? I've been out here for a while. I didn't hear you coming up. Did you sneak up on me or something like that? My camp's right over here. I've been homeless for a good about, oh, I don't know, maybe 5-10 years. I lost track.
Where
time,
did the girl
stuff
go?
Like that. The girl went that way. I don't know what really is that way. I've been out here for a really long time. I haven't seen anyone in a while. You're kind of the freshest faces I've seen. I can't really see you though. It's dark out here. It's kind of dark right now. Could you walk closer to me so I could actually see your face?
Like, moving over to Lucas, I'm just like, Oh, no. Oh, thanks. No.
We have to go find our friend.
Oh, you said...
Okay, well, now that you mentioned it, you know, I can point you in the general direction of where they were going.
Yeah,
my name's Buddy,
point.
By the way. Hi, I'm Buddy. What's your name there, friend? Are you a very muscly individual there. You play on the football team. You are young, and you are like a child.
Okay,
what's a child doing here? Are you doing something to this boy out here in the woods at night?
No.
I don't know. Why
no,
are you?
We're friends.
Are you related? Are you two brothers or something like that?
Yeah.
Are you two,
okay.
Oh, brother, that makes sense. That makes sense to me, actually. I could understand why two brothers might be walking around in the woods at night. You out here getting stoned or something like that? You got any weed on you? I'll take some weed if you got some weed.
No drugs.
You don't want any drugs?
Smoked all the weed.
Oh, you smoked all the weed.
No
Wait,
drugs.
You smoking weed? Well, you're giving your little brother weed? That's an unfortunate situation. You might end up like me. I've been out here for a long time, homeless. You see out here in the woods and stuff like that. I would say don't do drugs, kids. But if you got any, I'll take them. If that's actually probably the best thing you could do right now. Maybe
sir,
give me your
sir,
drug. Yeah,
sir,
yeah, yeah.
Sir,
buddy,
sir,
buddy,
buddy,
yeah, buddy, buddy,
buddy,
yeah, buddy. You got a breathing problem? Here, you know, I got something for that, too. Actually, how much money you got on you? I'm not going to give it to you for free. Nothing for life isn't free, you know what I mean? Unless you steal it. If you steal it, it's free, technically. But somebody else paid for it, so
well,
really
I'm
nothing in life
gonna
is free.
Kind of...
No, I can show you the way. So let's go this way. I'll show you.
Just,
I know these
just
woods
point
really
us
well. I don't know anything about the town, though. I haven't been in the town in at least 5 years.
Just point
us. I'm not allowed to be out there. There's a warrant out for my arrest, you see. But it's a big mistake. It's a big mistake. Parking tickets. I used to live in a van down by the train station. But then, obviously, you know, when the van, I got so many parking tickets. There was a warrant out for my arrest. They took the van.
Can
I'm afraid to go get the van. So I had to come live
finger?
In the woods. Oh, right over here. And he starts
right,
walking.
We're going to head that.
Did your van catch on fire?
Did my van catch on fire? Yeah, a long time ago.
I just take out my journal. Just filling that one in, crossing that one off. Oh, okay. Cool. No, but this way, though.
What are you talking about there?
Buddy?
Buddy. Yeah, this way. No, I'll walk with you.
Oh,
you're
actually,
gonna need me to wind. There's some really strange stuff out here. You don't want to fall in any holes. There's a lot of holes out here.
We don't want you to get hurt.
No, I'm not going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt, especially with this little boy you've been out here with. Your brother,
me,
though, right? What's your brother's
me.
Name? What's your name there, little boy? Oh, my name's Buddy.
John.
Hi, John.
We had a
That's a weird name for a kid. They still name people John?
Yes.
We got,
oh, what's going on out there in the real world?
We got to get going, but we left a whole bunch of our pot weed way back there if you want to help yourself.
You left your pot weed?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's
Is
the
it
stuff
new we, kinda new.
We were smoking it, the potted weed.
Yeah, I don't smell any on there. You got something. What is that? You smell like...
It's odorless.
You smell like death, boy. What are you... You've been around death? It smells like rotten decay. Oh, no, that's you. What the fuck is on... He goes over and he starts smelling
please,
your
no,
arm.
No, no.
Oh, God. Are you dying? You got something weird going on with you. Can you
anyway,
smell
Anyway,
him?
Mister, if you want our drugs, they're over there. But we have to go.
Yeah, We gotta...
Oh, I understand how it is. I see how it is. I haven't seen anybody in a really long time, so I understand why you might be a little off put by my presentation and my well-being here out here in the woods and all that.
It's just late. We gotta go.
No, I understand. You got things to do. I get it, too. I'm a really busy individual. I gotta go out and forage all my stuff late at night. It's easier to forage at night.
I'm gonna start walking.
I mean, actually, probably easier in the day, but it gets really hot and stuff like that. But when I'm out there at night, you know, it's... hold on. Don't go nowhere. Why are you walking so fast?
I gotta pick up my pace.
It's okay, buddy.
No, I mean, we're just having a friendly conversation out here.
It was nice meeting you.
No. I mean... Yeah, I mean, it was nice to meet you, too, but, I mean, I'm still here. I'll walk behind you a little ways.
It's just
I don't
wanna, that we have
you know,
to
you're
go.
Right, you probably don't want to be seen with Buddy out in the woods. Don't tell anybody you saw me. I had a warrant out for my arrest. The cops are looking for me.
For the parking tickets. Understood.
No, the parking tickets. Well, maybe for arson, too, but, you know, that's a whole other story.
No, I get it.
And a couple other things, but that, don't really worry about it. You don't need to look into it too much. It's fine. But
see you later.
So you keep walking forward. Can you roll your flight? For me?
Sure.
You're going to roll your flight with a difficulty of, we'll just say 6.
Both of us?
Not so bad.
Or just Bert?
Just Bert.
Okay, I got a 4.
Wait.
Can I use...
Oh, that's your fight.
Yeah,
oh,
my
shoot.
Fight. That's why I'm going to murder everything that we get.
So would you like to use some tokens?
I would like to use
guy?
Some tokens. Yes. I would like to use definitely 2 tokens.
Okay.
And then if I added 2 more to that, would it make sure that I never have to interact with this individual again?
I can't guarantee that. I can guarantee that you'll get away from him right now.
Yes. 100%.
But I can't just get rid of something chat created like
no,
that
no, no,
unless
no,
they
no.
die.
Wait, say that again?
So, you start moving really quickly forward, and then you just kind of grab Lucas and very quickly, like, take a right down this little ravine and kind of cut through it. And then pause and hide. And you hear him keep talking as he crosses this ravine and keeps moving forward. And you just kind of hear his voice trail off as he just keeps moving that way, thinking he's following you.
Oh yeah. Oh hey. So I don't know what to make of that.
He seemed pretty nice, but just maybe a little crazy.
Yeah. What we're doing? We gotta go to.
He said she was this way. Lucy. Bert,
Lucas, where are you guys?
We were just dealing with a man, but we're trying to find Lucy and get her car. But I think she ran this. We'll meet up with you in a minute.
So you land outside the ranger station. What do you do?
Malika, hello.
So you hear Mylan's voice from outside.
I stick my door, my head out the door. I'm
the
like,
doctor hears her voice too.
And tell her to come in. God. Ew, gross. Who is that?
You got here rather fast.
I don't know what your point is.
Flight, teleportation.
I feel like you're just saying random words out loud.
Which is it?
Mylan, he has a camera on him or a mic. Why don't you destroy all of those things? And I start like searching for them and like
it's under his tie.
And just like start ripping and like smashing. Like,
he just lets you do
why
it.
Didn't you do this sooner?
Since his arms are tied kind of behind the chair. He just lets you do it. But he's watching you. He's studying you the whole time. So which is it?
I'm going to blindfold him. It's weird when he looks at us. I like take a piece of fabric. I'm like,
Well, we already have a bag.
I know. I just don't want his creepy eyes on me.
Okay, so you blindfold him. If I wanted to leave, I could leave.
Do you have powers too?
I'm still here of my own free will.
So
I'd like to talk.
Okay, well then start talking. What do you know about these stupid powers and how we're all adopted?
Ah.
Justin. Backbone.
Oh, yeah. That backbone? Yeah, oh god, yeah, no, it's impressive. Yeah, especially for a young girl, for sure. Yeah, that's it. Good.
Hey, my dad was an asshole, but he taught me how to stand up for myself.
Oh, your dad. That's right. So you've discovered not really your father.
Yeah, I don't really
he
know who my dad
to
is
you.
At this point.
Well, do any of you really have one?
I don't know. That's the answer. You're supposed to have the answers. You seem like you know, so maybe you should start explaining.
Would it make it any easier for you?
I mean...
What would give you comfort? Having some closure on the big questions in your life. It won't change who you are. It won't change what you'll become.
Wait a second. What do you mean by what we'll become?
What do you think we're going to become? And also, who is our dad? Are we related?
That's an interesting question. Well, since you bring it up, I guess you could say you're all related. Some of you more than others.
I don't think that's how genetics works.
Oh, it definitely is. Some of you come from the same strand of DNA, only slight modifications. Yourself, the young boy. Do you really not see it?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think we look alike.
Cross an X with a Y. The only difference is your sex. Otherwise, you're genetically the same.
Where are you getting this DNA from? I mean, it had to have come from people. I had sex ed class in, like, fourth grade.
Someone who's not with us anymore provided a large portion of the genetic code that makes up who you are.
Oh, is it creepy devil dad?
Who?
The guy that lives in hell.
Tell me more of this man that you believe lives in hell.
No, you tell us more. What are we gonna become?
You're all part of something bigger. Bigger than yourselves, bigger than any one individual.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Yeah, like, are you trying to make us into weapons? Or, like, sweet, like,
it's not like
superheroes.
I'm gonna just start mushing into another person like we're pieces of Play-Doh.
Or, like, gods. Do we get to be gods?
What you become next is above my pay grade.
Oh. Take me to your leader, then. I hope it's not Devil Dad.
I'm afraid that that's not possible.
So...
you'll remain here, quarantined.
What is the point of quarantining us?
Are you saying we can't leave town?
I'm saying if you tried, you'll die.
Why?
Let's just say it's a small safety net.
It doesn't make sense. I don't come from this town.
But you do.
They made you in a petri dish.
Stop. Your caregivers.
That's what he keeps telling us.
They abandoned their contract. It took us many years to find you. You provided us with an opportunity to bring you back. Upon doing so, we made sure that the proper safeguards were put in place to where you could never leave again.
I have to make a call. And I'm going to step out of the room to call my parents.
Okay. As you call, we're sorry. The number you were trying to call is no longer in service. Please contact your local operator.
I'm going to try a few different numbers. Where my mom works, where my dad works.
Every number that you try calling out, it says the lumber is no longer in service.
Back in the room.
Mylene, you don't even remember the young boy, do you?
What boy are you talking about? You're talking about Lucas?
Your father, for a while, before the caregiving family took over, kept you both in his house. He always had a soft spot for you.
Well, he didn't show it very well. He was never around, so...
a combination of his business partners, and his late wife's DNA. I think it's because you look so much like her. So you could call them.
So then my mom was my mom.
Your parents, I guess.
And my dad was my dad. Why do you all keep telling me he wasn't my dad then?
It's complicated.
Because you messed with our DNA and gave us stupid superpowers?
You weren't born. You were grown.
I mean, I think that's just test tube babies.
And I would like to know how these abilities activated.
We don't know how they activated. We just suddenly had abilities.
I don't believe that for a second. I'm asking you nicely. I am here of my own free
will. I don't know.
Will.
Scott died in a flash of light and then we had stupid abilities. We didn't do anything.
Scott.
Yeah, that jerk kid from school. The kind of creepy one.
Died in a flash of light.
I don't know if he died. It seems like he died, but
he... What do you mean seems like?
There was like a spinning flashlight and then Scott was dead.
What do you mean seems like?
Maybe he was a voice in our heads for a while.
Violent. Oh.
Scott. I need you to roll your grit for me. Difficulty of 10.
I know what's going to happen. No! How many do I have tokens?
You have 7 tokens.
Oh my gosh.
Still not enough!
Now, if it makes you feel any better, as a performer, since I'm about to have a conversation with Scott, you can be Scott.
Oh no, I'm bad at being Scott.
You can be Scott.
No!
As the doctor, without looking at you as his face is blindfolded, sets out a command for Scott, you feel the controls start to immediately slip. Now, this is the first time you've seen this, Malika. As it looks like something's kind of possessing her body, as it's fighting with itself.
Hey, what are you doing? Stop. Moving. Oh, what the hell? Oh, fuck, I got tits again! Oh, this is fucking sweet, Scott.
That's Scott.
What the fuck?
Scott.
Oh, fuck this dude. This looks like a real fucking asshole.
Scott, I presume.
What up?
What happened to you, my dear boy?
I don't fucking know. I fucking
lost my fucking body and I've been in these moron's heads for the past, I don't even know. Does time even exist for me?
I apologize. You are a byproduct of an experiment. As a local, you are not supposed to be brought into these situations. And
local? What do you mean local?
A purebred.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Up for debate.
This body is freaking sweet. I will just maybe stay here like this.
Scott, don't be weird.
I don't have to listen to you.
Scott, where are you exactly?
Clearly right here, driving this body.
Where are you when you're not in that body, Scott?
I don't know. Someplace that's dark and there's a creepy worm, but I'm not there right now, so it doesn't matter.
What do you mean dark with a creepy worm? Please be descriptive.
That's about as descriptive as it gets. It's dark, and there's nothing until these yahoos call on me. And it sounds like there's something burrowing.
Interesting. Would you like to have your body back?
Hell yeah, I want my fucking body back.
Would you like your life back?
Obviously.
Will you agree to help me then?
Yeah.
Scott, you and I are going to remain in constant contact. And I can guarantee you, you will have your body. Better than ever before. We'll grow you a new one.
Alright, well let's do this.
The process will be painful and will result most likely or possibly in the death of the woman you are currently residing in.
Scott, I don't know if you can, but I
get
a body.
But you have much that you could tell us. We have much that we could learn from you. This place that you're in, it is very dangerous.
I mean, I could just keep her body, though, and then she would die.
I don't believe that's possible, Scott. Eventually, you'll start eating away at her brain, and she will be eating away at yours. Until the two halves become one.
Alright, well, fuck that. Let's get me a new body.
Wherever you are, Scott, you need to be careful. If you are where I think you are, hide.
All right.
You cannot let it find you.
I don't know.
If it tries to talk to you, you must ignore it.
What is it? What is this thing I'm supposed to be ignoring?
That too is above my pay grade.
Does this guy talk in these riddles all the time? This
yeah.
is real boring.
Scott, I wouldn't trust this person if I were you.
I mean, are you going to get me a body? Maybe you get me a body and we'll talk about something.
Be careful what you wish for, Scott.
I wish for a motherfucking body.
Where's my Lynn?
I don't know. In there somewhere. Probably doing her nails.
If you would like to roll a grit for me, it's a difficulty of 8 this time.
Am I rolling for my Lynn or for Scott?
For my Lynn to come back out.
Okay. I'm going to use tokens. I have. You said I have 7. Can I use 6?
Yes. So you start to feel yourself come back out. Now, as you come out, though, Scott shut you out. You have no recollection of what was just discussed. And you were unaware of what happened.
But I know Scott, like, was driving my body, right?
Yes, you know that you were in the dark place with the burrowing for a moment.
Welcome back.
Thanks. That's real fun.
Yeah.
Get him out of my fucking brain.
Maliga, I will ask you one more question and then I will be leaving. What did the light look like? And where did it come from?
What light?
The light that took Scott. The light that gave you your abilities. Describe it for me.
Why?
It's best that I know all things.
Why?
To replicate them.
Why?
It would be ignorant for you to believe that you're the only one.
That part is obvious. You didn't answer the question. What are you doing?
I don't know how much more clear I need to be with you. I'm replicating the process so we can unlock the others' abilities.
Ew, what others? Do you have more kids locked up somewhere?
If you want, why would you want to create more of this? Do you want to create a world of chaos?
What is the end game here? I mean,
a world of superhumans? Do you work for the government, the military?
I'm going to need both of you to roll your flight, and so will Justin. difficulty of 8 for your flight. Now, tell me the numbers you got.
I have 1.
Oh, 9.
Oh, wait, and I have minus 1, so I have like 0.
Okay, you only have 2 tokens.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to resolve that in a moment. For the last couple minutes, what have you two been doing? Where have you been heading?
If its coast is clear, I think we're heading in the direction of the where Lucy was running. Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess, look, if you truly
saw
her... So
you ran that direction. Luckily for you, it was pretty easy for you to stay a distance away from Buddy because he kept talking the whole time. And eventually you came to a road. And this road was the old sex shop in town that was turned into a toy store afterwards, apparently. So it's now like a small toy store on the outskirts of town. And you do see a couple trucks parked outside there. It's rumors, you know. Rumors. It could have been something.
Trading one set of toys for another.
Do we have rumors on what the old place was called?
On what the old sex shop was? Are there any rumors for that? I don't think so.
Not yet.
Nah, I don't. It's just a rumor, though. Maybe okay. It wasn't a sex shop, but it's a toy store now.
Yeah.
That used to be something else.
I just heard that. That can't be. They wouldn't do that. That wouldn't be real.
Do you see Lucy's car anywhere?
I'm gonna look around.
You don't see Lucy's car anywhere there.
She was probably
you see a couple trucks in the parking lot.
Pretty freaked out. And probably just went home.
She just bounced.
While
yeah.
You're looking at one, you do notice the keys are in one of the trucks.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I am.
I'll drive. Wait. You drive.
No. Bad things happened when I drove last time.
Should we walk?
No. Oh, well, I'll drive then. You could drive. Do you want to drive?
No.
Look, it's fine, because if, like, anything happens, you won't be safe. I'll drive.
People don't know we're back yet, do they?
Lucy
I mean,
does.
Only a couple people.
And you're... Mom and family do. Did they tell anyone?
No, just like the pediatrician.
Oh, is that the doctor you're talking about?
It's the guy that is with Malika right now.
Okay.
I think. But anyway, I feel like we can steal stuff and no one's gonna think it's us.
That's right. Okay. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. And then, but if anything goes wrong, just get behind me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so you're driving?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the front of the car, and if it's okay. Unlocked and there's keys.
All right, so as you're getting into the car, you're kind of sneaking in. You see a man kind of coming out of the toy shop. Coming towards the car, so you quickly get in. And as you turn it on, he's like, "Hey! Hey!" And starts running after the truck as you peel out.
Sorry, we need this!
So, you start making your way towards where?
The ranger station.
Okay. You're heading up towards the ranger station. As you're driving, you notice something unusual. You've never seen a helicopter in this town before. You hear at first that coming up overhead. As you look up, you see the searchlight of it, and it flies over, flying low, going directly towards the ranger station on the hill.
Whoa.
Guys, I'm coming in a car, but I think you guys are going to have company real quick. There's a helicopter coming fast. I haven't seen a helicopter. Look, it's got to be the government.
That doesn't go through. You hear no response from Malika or Mylan. And just for timeline purposes, I'll let you know, this helicopter that you're seeing was a good 2 minutes ago
when they were talking to everyone there.
Got it. Did you? I can't reach them.
Hello? Can you hear us?
Dude, what if the government created some sort of, like, dampening field?
Oh, no. The guy, the doctor, he froze my family.
What?
Like, he made them stay still.
I floor on the gas.
So you floor it. I'm going to need you to roll your brains for me right now. Roll your brains, difficulty of 12.
Oh, no. Splitting dice. Oh.
I got a 7.
Question is this what you want to use your tokens on?
Do I have any tokens?
You have 2.
How many tokens do I have?
You have 12.
Mm.
Oh.
I want to give you at least 2 because I want to help.
Okay. So if I take 2 from him, can I finish it off with mine?
So 3 more?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to kill whatever you're fighting eventually, but I got to get there first. So.
All right. So you floor it.
And I put a hand on the wheel to help out.
Oh, thanks, dude. This is.
That was my 2 tokens.
That was your tokens? That sounds to me like you assisting in an action. Can you roll your brains for me?
I mean, I thought we were supposed to roleplay when we assisted.
Yeah. Okay.
I was holding it with one hand.
I get it now.
You're right. Let me just... 10 and 2. 10
no,
and 2. Sorry.
If that's how it works, then I want to say, my dad would say that when you floor it, you got to be careful not to let it fishtail.
Okay. That makes sense.
Cool.
Thank you for that.
I'm glad you guys
help.
RP'd that out for me because I was going to make that brains for something else, but you guys used it for basically driving really well. So you drive really well on that brains. And you're driving so well as you floor it, and you're coming around these corners so fast.
Murder this thing.
So fast. Please. But unfortunately, you pass one of the spots outside of town where usually you're thinking, and you know one of the local cops is always sitting right behind that sign. And as you zoom past it, going 85 in a 45 zone, you see behind you the red and blue lights behind you. Now, they're trailing you right now. What do you do?
You can, like, tell people to do things, right?
I can, but what if our powers aren't working right now?
Oh, that's right, because we can't...
Just keep going, because the worst that could happen is that We get there, and the cops see what's going on.
Do you keep driving?
I'm going to keep driving.
Okay. You keep driving. The police are chasing you. This is now officially a car chase.
Sweet.
Now, if you had thought this through, you would know that you are on the opposite side of town. You haven't even gone through town yet to get to the other side of town to the ranger station. You still have to go through town by the police station. Mm. It's, you know, kind of one road that goes along all these. So you're flooring it. And this is a full-on police chase. Lights are going. You see the lights of town coming up. And because you didn't stop, they've been radioed ahead. And that's where you see the blockade.
Float that car. Oh, shit. You can't do that
anymore.
Next
to the police station, you see 4 cars kind of right out. 2 in the ditch, 2 on the road, sideways, waiting for you as you start speeding directly towards them. What do you do?
What should we do?
Just so I have a point of clarification. They've set up a barricade. A barricade of cars? Is there any way... Do I see any sort of opening in between it where I would be able to drive through?
Oh, there wouldn't leave an opening for you to drive through. It's a 2-lane road. There's 1 car on each lane and then 2 in the ditch to keep you from going into the ditch. What do you do? 1 on your
tail.
But
I'm in a truck?
4 in front.
How tall is my truck? Is it like a
No, it's an F-150.
So
we're going to call
go
it
over
a 1985 F-150. You got a 302 in that thing, at least. It's fast.
I'm going to go like, back up, my wife is having a baby. I want them to hear that.
This is the first time you've attempted to control
multiple people.
Multiple people. Mm-hmm. 2d4, difficulty of 8.
That's a 3.
So,
and a 1. 4 total.
4 total. You have 5 energy tokens.
This is going to be pretty cool. I'll use them. Yeah. I'll use four. Sorry, Bert.
No, we need to get through this. It's all right. I just need one. All I need is one. Maybe.
Remember, one allows you to roll. You can't.
Shh, quiet.
And if I can,
I'm gonna kill whatever you send at me. I'm gonna do it.
If I feel it succeeding, I'd love to tack on. And we'd love an escort to the ranger station, where she's gonna have her baby.
So you're reaching out, and this is a very difficult strain on you. Remember, these powers don't come for free. They strain you. Mm-hmm. Your brains are gonna take a one die less result from this as you start bleeding from the nose as you're reaching out. And you reach into the minds of each of these police officers. Now, you only reach out to the ones in front. The one behind is unaffected. Mm-hmm. So you reach out to the ones in front, and they hop in their cars, and they back up and move out of the way as you speed through. The individual in the car behind you slows down for a little bit, obviously confused by what's happening, and then speeds back up as the others then pull in behind him and are trailing along. So you now have five cop cars trailing as you zoom through town at way too fast speeds. I'm going to have to make you one more time for me. Roll your brains as you're driving through town extremely fast.
What do I need to get?
I'm going to say a 10.
Exploding dice. It's an 8. It explodes. And an 8. That's a 16. And a 2.
Wow.
That is an 18.
As you're driving very fast through town, all of a sudden you see Isaac in his underwear standing in the middle of the road as you just like swerve past him by a couple feet as if almost in slow motion he looks at you and you make eye contact with him and he sees your eyes look up towards the ranger station and you kind of notice him nod and smirk as like all the cars go zooming by him. You kind of see in the rear view as he's just standing in the middle of the road in his whitey tighties looking at you all as you all go zooming past as you move up towards the ranger station. As you pull in, I'm going to cut back to you. A loud boom goes out. You feel a ringing in your ears and your ears. You feel your body hit the ground. Within a moment, not even a second to react. As your vision goes blurry, you smell a stinging in the air. You start to cry and you don't know why. Hard to breathe. And through your blurred vision, you see a group of armed individuals untie and pick up the doctor as he adjusts his tie and exits. As he leaves, they leave you and you, but they take Justin. I need you both to roll your, I'm going to call it your brawn, difficulty of 10.
No, that's impossible.
No, it is possible. You can do it. Exploding dice.
Explode. No. I got a 5. Got me a 6.
You both black out. It's too much. The trauma. The quickness of it all. You lose consciousness. As you pull up, you see the helicopter taking off, and you see a hole in the side of the ranger station, and smoke kind of billowing out. As you quickly exit the truck, and run inside, you find Malika and Mylin blacked out on the floor, their ears and noses bleeding.
We gotta get him in the car, we gotta go!
Yeah, what do we do? Should we take him to the hospital?
I don't think we can go, we just gotta get out, we can't...
Let's take him to the hospital, because the police think that's where we're going anyway.
And that's when you hear from behind you, Bert, on the ground.
Remember the baby thing.
This is the one cop who is following you.
Talk to your friends.
And then you hear the other cops pulling up from behind, all coming in. This isn't the hospital. We gotta get you to the hospital. Where's your wife?
We had to pick up our friends.
They start searching in the truck, and they don't see the pregnant woman, and they're all very confused, but the one police officer is still behind you, gun drawn, on the ground!
Lucas. This is me. Lucas, can you hear me?
Yeah. Wait, can I? Can I hear him?
Yeah. Now you if they were awake, you would all have contact. It was something Dr. Inman was doing.
Can you get him back to the tree?
I can try.
I don't know how we're supposed
to... On the ground now!
Okay, I'm on the ground. I'm going to the...
Hands above your head!
I want to try to mind control him.
Son, you need to get on the ground right now!
I will in a minute. I gotta do something. I want to try to tell him that we need help getting to the hospital.
All right. 2d4. Difficulty of 6.
1. Come on, 4. And a 1. That's 2.
The trauma, the excitement, the fear that you feel right now. You've never had a gun pointed at you before, and the police are something you kind of respect and fear, and you're panicking, and you can't seem to control your powers while you're panicking.
Lucas, it's okay. They can't hurt
you. Get on the fucking ground!
Get them to the tree, and I'm gonna just charge. Wait, do we have a token left?
Yeah.
I'm gonna charge him.
You turn and run directly for him.
Yeah. He can't kill me. I'm unstoppable.
The first thing you're going to do is you're going to roll your brawn.
Sure.
So when I see Bert take off, I want to like go shake Mylan and Malika and try to get him to wake up.
Okay. First thing you're going to do is roll your brawn. It's going to be a difficulty of 10. You're running directly at an officer. And this might even be per shot, buddy.
That's a 10. So it explodes.
Oh my God.
So that's a 12.
The first shot comes out. You're able to kind of track as you see, and you kind of move to the right and dodge the first shot.
I can't.
You're now within like 6 feet. Roll for the second one. Difficulty of 10.
Get him out, Lucas! That's a 10.
No way!
I can't be stopped!
Mylan, Malika, wake up!
It exploded, right?
No. I have a plus one.
Oh, my God.
So it's a 9, but okay. It's plus one.
You dodged the second shot. You're now within 4 feet. This is going to be the last shot you have to dodge as you're within jumping range. Okay. Difficulty of 10.
That's a 6. How many tokens do I have?
You have 11 fucking tokens.
I'll use 4. And then can I use... 4 more to...
Describe exactly what happens?
Exactly.
I would allow that.
Okay.
So tell me what happens. The third shot rings out, and you kind of are right under it as the bullet goes over your head.
I'm just grabbing the gun itself, even though maybe the barrel's a little hot. And as I'm, like, grabbing it, so I know that this is going to hurt me, but I go, and I'm just instantly going for to just start disassembling it. So I'm pushing, like, the release to take the top off. The magazine falls out. And as I kind of push him back...
Where the fuck did you learn to do that?
I'm a conspiracy theorist person. If anything, I'll use...
So you have the anarchist cookbook at home? And, mm-hmm. 100%. Oh, God. Okay, 100%. You're one of those people.
100%. And as it, like, Jason Bourne falls down, then I'm going to use that ability to then kind of tackle him. So this is another action, but I'm going to, like...
No, I would let... I mean, you... Yeah, you did disassemble the fucking gun, so that's a pretty big action there. And then you tackle him.
Yeah, I'm trying to buy them time to get to the car.
All right, I need Mylan and Malika to both roll their brawn, difficulty of 6, to see if they wake up.
5.
5?
Yeah.
You have 1.
I'll take that token.
I got a 5, too.
You have 3 tokens. Would you like to use it? Use 1? Okay. You both start coming to, unsure of what's going on, what's happening. You kind of see through your vision as you're waking up that Bert has tackled a police officer. as Lucas is in front of you telling you to run.
Is there like a couch or anything nearby? Any sort of like pillow or something?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I run to the couch, grab a pillow, and I tell Malika to put it under her shirt. Put this under your shirt. Pretend you're pregnant. Just trust me. And then follow me.
So your ear's bleeding. Your nose bleeding.
I'm like
in
a daze.
Your eyes are crying. Yeah, you're kind of in a daze. You just put this under your shirt as this 12-year-old leads you out of the ranger station telling you to pretend you're pregnant. Walking right by the cop who's now on the ground being held down by you. He's like, stop! What? Stop! Stop them right now! Well, I don't know. Just stop them! As you see the police officers, young woman, come right this way! Right this way! As they're leading you to the cop cars.
Okay. We'll drive. Mylin here can drive us.
Yep, I'm...
afraid not, sir.
I'm good.
All of you, in the back. We'll get you there quickly. Go.
Okay.
They kind of push you into the back of the car as you are now the three of you in the back of this police car as it speeds off down the hill towards the hospital.
This is the opposite of what we wanted. This is a bad idea.
You guys are hurt. We need to get you to the hospital.
We're still kind of in a daze, right?
Yes.
Hospital sounds great. I want somebody to take care of me right now. I hurt a lot. I want to go to real doctors who've taken an oath to protect life.
They're going to put us in a cage.
So,
are you saying
we shouldn't? I'm seeing them drive off in the cop car?
Yeah. One of the cop cars.
Fuck.
Another cop car follows as transport to kind of like go ahead and clear the road ahead of them. There's one more who stayed behind who realizes now the woman that was giving birth and the others are being taken to the hospital and there's a man beating up a police officer in front of him. So there are two cops in that car. There was only one in the one that chased you because he was the traffic cop kind of holding out on the outside of town. I'm going to let you tell me what you would like to do as you realize, as you look up and you see these two police officers looking at each other and at you, and there's that split second before they react to what they see in front of them. What would you like to do?
I'm getting up and I'm running into the forest.
So you get up and just run. On the ground, stop! Drop now! As you hear shots start to ring out from behind you.
Oh, no.
They can't hurt me. I am invincible. And I'm thinking this as I'm running towards
Roll your flight. As you are running away.
Okay.
You would have probably been better off running right at them and fighting them with your stats. Probably. Roll your flight difficulty of 12.
Exploding dice.
So close, that's a six. Far.
How many do I have?
You have 3 tokens left, Bert. You've been using them.
Well, I got a 6.
You feel one hit the bottom of your right leg. As you feel the sting piercing through your skin. As you just tell yourself you gotta fight through it.
Yeah.
And you keep running deep into the woods.
It's okay.
Which direction are you running, by the way, through these woods? Are you running the current position of the ranger station? You could basically run up the mountain, higher, which is not a way that you've ever gone before.
Sure.
Towards the research facility or towards the town where you know they were headed.
Well, I ultimately told Lucas to go to the tree. So I gotta run downhill.
So you're running to the opposite side of town.
That's the opposite side of town? Nope, yeah. I can't do that. I'm running to...
You would hit town first.
Yeah. I'm gonna run up then. I'm gonna go to the area I'm gonna go to the facility. I'm gonna go to the facility at this point. Sorry, literally gave me all 3 options. I told you all 3. I'm running. All these thoughts go in my head. I gotta go there. No, it's the town. I gotta go upstairs. No. I know. There's gotta be a tunnel entrance back at the facility that leads me back to Creepy Dude, and that's where I'm running.
Okay. As you're running through the woods, you hear them chasing you for a while. And as you make your way towards the facility, almost by instinct, and your adrenaline's pumping, and you're losing a lot of blood, and things starting to get a little weird, you realize they're not following you anymore. And then you realize you're within the parameter of the facility. where there once was a fence, and this area has been blown apart. You start to see the splintered trees around you in the dark moonlight. The remains of a destroyed land. They're not chasing you anymore. It's like they're not allowed to. As you move your way in, closer towards the facility. Now, up at the facility, you see that there's been a couple makeshift towers set up. It's gonna keep an eye over the area. And a couple lights on and some tents. But most of the building has been completely destroyed by the blast. You have a moment to catch your breath. You feel that you're losing a lot of blood. Would you like to heal?
Activate healing powers.
Okay. Difficulty of 4. Okay.
But there are no more tokens.
There are no more tokens.
That's a 3, so it doesn't matter because that's a 4.
Okay. You focus. As your body starts to heal, it pushes the bullet out of your leg as it hits the ground. And you start to see an accelerated rate as this hole covers up, pulls itself together, and then starts to callus, turning kind of a light gray as the whole bottom of that side of your leg kind of turns into this rock-like texture.
I like feeling it.
Feels like stone.
Fuck.
As you go to walk, you feel your leg heavier. You notice your arms heavier, your whole body heavier.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's like a scab. It's just like a scab. It's my cool, awesome new body scabbing over, and then it'll fall off. That's...
Cut back to the cop car. Ma'am, are you okay? We're getting you there as fast as we can. All right, we're only about a mile outside of town. We've called ahead. The emergency room is waiting for you. Just hold on. Keep that baby inside you for as long as you can. I can't have another baby in the back of my fucking car. Oh, shit. The mess for weeks. Smells
awful.
Do you
really think they'll put us in cages?
Yeah, that's what they did before. They're going to put us in cages, and they apparently
but
have other kids.
But it's a hospital.
Kids. Yeah, but, like, this town is controlled by whatever.
Are you guys okay, though?
How hurt are we? How dazed?
I mean, it feels to you like a grenade went off next to you. Your head's spinning. You said you're bleeding from your nose and ears.
I want to go to the hospital. I'm very hurt. I say this out loud.
We have to go to the hospital, but I don't...
Is there any kind of blood or anything?
You feel yourself coming to a, like, real fast stop. And as you go to get out of the car, there's doctors waiting with a wheelchair. Come on, let's go!
Oh, cool, I'm gonna sit in this wheelchair. This is great.
Hi, I'm sorry. It was a prank call. This is just a pillow. These guys are really hurt, and we needed help. And the ambulance wouldn't answer. I didn't know their number, so I called 911. I say that after I'm out of earshot of the policeman.
Yeah, it's a nice pillow.
Okay, so you just admitted to a felony.
I'm 12.
Okay.
He's an orphan.
What? How did you two get injured? What happened? What's going on here?
Explosion.
Okay, yeah.
Explosion?
Yeah.
I have to let you both know that we have to report this to the police. We have to. We are
required. I mean, the police, I think they know everything.
We will be following up with them. He did just admit to creating a false 911 call.
No, we
They were going to die, so I just tried to get them here.
Come on, let's go. We will not turn you away, but we have to let you know we will be contacting and updating the police.
Okay.
Good luck.
Wait, no, just stay with us.
Okay.
We gotta start staying together and using our powers together.
Bert, are you okay?
That's my nephew. He should come with us. I'm sorry for him.
That's fine. Are you his guardian, his caretaker?
Yeah, that's my nephew. You know, some of that stuff he says is crazy talk, but we are hurt. Can you check out?
Are you also related? You two look a lot alike.
Yeah, we're all related. We're family.
We're
We found out we were adopted, but then we were siblings.
We're all kind of. I think. Am I bleeding out my ear?
Yep.
Can you?
Yes.
Do
yes,
something.
Yes. Yes. They are pushing you towards.
Bert. This is really. Before I.
Why
just
did
wanna,
you guys get into the car?
We gotta see the doctor, but Bert, I just need you to remember this for me.
I need you to grow Scott a body to get him out of my brain.
I don't.
Okay.
What?
I just grow Scott a body.
Bert, did you kill that police guy?
No, I didn't kill the police guy.
Don't forget, Bert.
I get it.
Are you hurt?
No.
We're not gonna be
I'm
at
like
the tree
at my
for.
I'm fine.
We're not going to be at the tree for a little bit because we had to go to the hospital.
Why did you go to the hospital?
I think there's blood coming out of a lot of places. Blood shouldn't come out of my body.
They're like really messed up.
I look at the closest medical professional, whether it be a nurse or a doctor or somebody in scrubs. I'm cold.
Okay.
Yeah, they pushed you both into rooms right next to each other. You can still see each other through the kind of divider. As nurses are kind of working on both of you, hooking up an IV, starting to take your readings, everything, and Lucas, you're just kind of watching all of this. You notice that one of the nurses is kind of keeps looking over her shoulder at you and then looking at the two of you, especially you. Especially you.
I only said go to the tree because I figured the police couldn't follow us into it.
Bert, could you meet me at the hospital with that body for Scott? I think him being in my brain is making this worse.
So...
I stop communicating.
You stop communicating.
No.
Do you start making your way up the hill further to the research facility?
Yeah.
Okay. You're really close. It's within eyesight. And, you know, you said earlier, you bet there's a tunnel up there. There's a part of you that just knows that there is. You can't really explain it. It's like a feeling. Like a phantom limb. Like a door that's always been there that you know you can open, but you don't know why. Lucas, this nurse that keeps eyeing you, Malika and Mylin, has now left Mylin's side and gone out into the hallway, and you see her talking to the receptionist as she keeps kind of turning over her shoulder. Very clearly, she's talking about the three of you.
Guys, that nurse keeps looking at me.
As you see the receptionist, you don't notice this. You're too
out
of it.
I thought you said she was looking at me.
She was, but you're too out of it to notice. Lucas is the one that's catching on. And you see that the receptionist is like looking and eyeing and picks up the phone and is calling someone.
I want to run out to her.
Okay. This receptionist is just kind of looking directly at you.
And is she talking on the phone yet?
What's your name? What's your name, young man?
John.
Consistent.
Can you call my mom?
She hangs up the phone.
She's going to be worried, and I have homework tonight. School tomorrow.
What's your mom's number, young man?
I start making up a number.
Okay. So she dials that number. Can you tell me what number you make up?
What's the area code in this area?
We'll call it 727.
727.
727.
Okay.
2727.
Okay.
What's gonna get over
still,
your phone call?
Still not on the numbers.
There's no answer, honey.
Oh, well, yeah, she's probably in bed.
Now, as she's saying all this to you, she continues to kind of look up at the nurse, and as the nurse is looking down at you, you notice that they're kind of making these weird eye contacts with each other. As you know, when they see you're looking at them, they just nod and smile at you.
Hi. I'm gonna
just go have a seat over there, honey. When we get a hold of your mom, we'll let you know.
727-2727.
Okay, we got it.
Guys, I think they know who we are. I think they're on to us. What should I do?
God. Do you think we should get out of here? Do you think we should get out of here? I'm not feeling too good.
Maybe after you guys get some drugs.
I don't think. Do you think they're gonna take care of us here?
I think they have to, right?
Bert, you should bring us your healing blood so we can leave the hospital.
Ew, you're gonna drink his blood?
No, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, maybe. No, we'll just inject it.
I don't think it works like that.
You don't know till you try.
I have a bad feeling about this, guys.
So, as you're sitting there, Lucas, and the nurse kind of leaves the receptionist side and makes eyes at you as she walks back into the room to check in on Mylin. You see him coming from down the hall, wheels, as he's making a direct line towards you. He's locked eyes onto you.
He sees me.
Oh, yeah. And he's rolling up his sleeves as he's walking towards you.
Are there any, like...
Before, you know, he locks eyes with you. But before he goes to you, he goes to the receptionist, kind of puts a hand on there. Thank you. I know. I didn't believe it either, but they're back. Boy.
Who, me?
Who, you? Yeah, you, boy.
Who are you?
You know exact... I don't have time for your games.
Nurse, I don't know who this man is.
I do not have time for your games. Your mother is very upset. We can't find your sister, and you just run off into the woods. We have been looking everywhere for you. I told you to make this easy on your mother, and now we know that your friends are some kind of freaks.
You sound really crazy.
Get in the car.
No.
I am taking you home to your mother right now.
She's not my mom.
That doesn't mean she doesn't care for you.
Well, then why didn't she come?
She's had a little too much to drink. She's worried sick about you. Whether you like it or not, you are under our care and our protection, and it is our job to make sure that you keep yourself in check. I don't know what you got yourself mixed up in, what kind of freaks you're hanging out with, but all I know is that check better keep coming in, or your mom is not going to be much better off. You, for the sake of your mother, need to come home and let her take care of you.
I have to stay here.
I am not playing, boy.
Is anybody watching?
I mean, he's within near shot of the receptionist, and you know, there's people in and out, but
this man's not my guardian. He's not able to take me.
Honey, you're Lucas, right? See, we had this crazy man calling down here earlier to keep an eye out for you, and I said that that's impossible because you died a year ago. As did one of my baby girls. I didn't appreciate this man messing with me like that, but here you stand. Everyone in town knows.
Where do you think I've been for a year? And why do you think he knew? He kidnapped me.
That's preposterous, and everyone knows it. You were missing.
Yeah, because I was in your basement. This guy's a freak. He kidnapped me.
Very upset.
And I escaped, and now he's pretending to be my guardian.
It would be terrible if rumors of that start circulating around the town.
Do not make this any harder than it has to be. All right, I've had a very long day dealing with you and your friends, and I've been up all night searching for you and your sister. Do you know where she is?
No. I haven't seen her.
Get in the car. So help me God. Now.
I'm gonna start walking out, but like I'm gonna look at the receptionist. I hope you know that you're letting me go back home with this kidnapper.
Whatever you say, honey.
Do we notice?
You notice kind of through your blurry vision, Lucas is being taken away with the man that you saw at his house. Actually, you didn't. You wouldn't recognize this man, but you do.
Hey, Mylan, what?
Oh, was, that why? Bad, that douchey guy is taking Lucas.
Oh, wait.
His name's Wheels.
Man, I'm really tired.
Yeah, that's a douchey name.
I know, it's even worse than just saying douchey.
Is this a bad guy?
Yeah, he's with those other guys.
He's getting paid. He's getting my mom's money. First of all, I'm adopted. My mom is getting paid to have me at the house and take care of me. And this guy's taking her checks.
Mylan.
So everyone sucks.
I think... Man, I just wanted to be fed soup and lay down in a hospital bed, but I think it's time for us to bust out of here. You ready for this?
Bert, for real, just bring us your blood.
Where's Bert? Bert, where are you? No, I'm not a vampire.
Bert, you feel something drawing you.
Oh.
As you make your way up to the facility. You start to feel this tingle on the back of your neck, and this feeling similar to the one when you communicate with your friends, but you don't hear anything. Nothing come through. You kind of try to reach out. It's just that same tingly sensation and no response. You notice as you get closer, the towers are empty. The tents set up around the facility, also empty. As you're walking through the wreckage, you come across a teddy bear, some toys, a collection of books for teens, young kids, and lots of strange equipment. Stuff you've never seen before. And you instinctively just kind of walk over to this corner. You reach out. And your hand clasps what you know should be a doorknob, but you're just touching air. You turn it and you pull it open as 12 steps appear before you in front of a dark hallway leading down into the earth.
Yeah, okay. I found a way into the tunnels.
What tunnels? Can we hear him?
No, you can't hear him. I just established that.
Sorry.
You feel the tingle, but no response.
I'm gonna walk in.
As you walk in, the door closes. Shuts behind you. The stairs are gone. You're standing in a hall. The walls pulse. And you see rows of doors on both sides of you. In front, behind. On the left and the right, each one spaced out about every 20 feet. A door, a door, a door.
This feeling that I have, this strange, kind of like, almost room tone feeling, right? Or this nothing, this connection but not. I'm gonna try. I'm starting to just, now that I'm in this space, think about that tree.
Okay.
And that door that was at the tree.
Okay. You start walking forward. Think of the tree. Think of that place, and you come to a stop at a door. Something about it feels right. Would you like to open it?
I open the door.
As you open the door, and you step inside, it's a very well-decorated Victorian-style room.
Damn it.
Old couches, chairs, pristine in fact. Everything kind of a red velvet. And sitting on the opposite end of this room is the man who goes by the Traveler. And sitting next to him, cross-legged on the floor, is a young girl that you recognize as Tanya.
Well, so glad of you to join us. I've been waiting for you. Or someone like you, you might say. You came alone.
Yeah, that might have been pretty dumb. I was just trying to find the door to the tr- doesn't matter. Hey,
Lucas's sister? Oh, I'm sorry. She can't hear you right now.
Why can't she hear me? Take a couple steps further in.
She's trapped, you see. In a different way, much like myself. Split. Two halves of one whole. I found her. Out in those woods, so scared, so alone. Poor thing. I pity this young woman. I can relate to her current conundrum, and I'd like to help her.
That's very kind of you.
Yes, I'm a generous man. There are many things I can fix. Have you thought about our deal?
Hey, you want to walk me through this one again? Because I heard some different deals, I guess, you made.
Well, one of the interesting things about power is, like, it's better to spread it out. Easier to influence from multiple angles. But maybe I should have been going direct to the source. Maybe it's better for me to speak directly to you. You seem to be a man of action, of resources. It's a new body that I seek. A way to escape my imprisonment. I was put here. And I have much to do. Very much to do.
Cut off the finger and grow him a body.
My friend has a very stupid notion that I can cut off part of my body and grow a new one. I'm curious what your thoughts are on this.
No pun intended, but that's not going to cut it.
I tried.
I need a soul. Not just a body. Someone has to take my place. There's a reason I'm here. It's a job that needs to be done. Mind you, a mindless one. I need not be the one doing it. I'm destined for bigger things. I'm sure you can understand that. This is a waste of my talents. I need a soul and a body.
Okay. Well, I think I have a soul for you.
Oh, do you now?
His name is Scott.
Yes.
Oh, yes. The one who inhabits my land.
So now I just gotta find you a body. Sounds like...
My lens will do. I'm glad you suggested it. What? That's exactly what I was thinking.
No, I meant... you. She said that
for
you
the process
had to get...
to begin, we don't need her cooperation. We just need her to enter here with him in charge.
No. What? No, she said that the deal you had was to get your body... some other dude. I didn't... she was kind of talking crazy. I wish she had explained.
I told her what she needed to know. Maybe I'm doing the same for you.
I need to know something different than that.
The homeless guy.
No, I believe we've come up to a good resolution. You need to find a way to bring Scott out. Into this place while he resides inside her, given that the crossover into my plane is not that of a physical one. He does not enter here unless he is fully in control. Your body never truly came into my tunnel. It's merely suspended, we'll say. A metaphor for the real you. The question is, what am I doing with your body if your mind's here?
I look at him. You can't do anything to my body. I'm pretty badass now.
Oh, is that true? Well, so maybe I take your soul.
Look, let's just take it easy for a minute. I came in here on my own, which means I can leave here on my own.
Can you now?
And I start to take a step back.
Just like Tanya can leave whenever she wants. Don't walk out that door.
What?
Young man. This is my house. This is where I reside. This is... my kingdom. One, I am willing to leave in someone else's command, but while I am here, it is still my home.
Great.
What is a kingdom without a moat? You only cross that bridge if I want you to. So,
fucker.
How about we make a deal?
Alright, I'm listening.
Bring me Mylin. When her consciousness is pushed below. She'll be safe there, mind you. The only reason this transformation will work is Scott's soul stays here, runs this godforsaken place. I'll take control of her body. Still alive and intact. You see, it needs her essence to do what it needs to do, to continue being a body. Deteriorate, break down. I still need her. So she'll be alive, mind you, just in there, keeping operations normal while I reside on the outside. You bring her to me with Scott. I don't care how. And I'll let you leave this place alive.
Say that again?
I'll let you leave this place alive.
You can't.
My fall from grace should be a signal to you, young man, that no one is invincible. No matter how much power, no matter how much knowledge they possess, no man is unbreakable. I sit here before you as a testament to that fact.
I'll get you, Scott. But it's gotta be somebody else.
That wasn't the deal.
Doesn't really sound like there's much of a bargaining going on here if you're just dictating terms. Oh, okay.
I'm growing tired of these games.
You know what? Me too. I'm gonna go back to my friends then. Oh, wait. I thought about your offer. Hold on. Go fuck yourself. I'm gonna go out the door.
I want you to roll your brains.
Oh, shit.
Difficulty of 20.
Oh,
fuck.
No.
Okay. All right. Exploding dice. Here we come.
You have seven tokens.
Well.
Do any of us have tokens?
Doesn't matter. You're not connected to him.
I might as well make this not a three. I will use 7 to make it a half 10. Of 20.
Cool.
Instead of a critical failure.
Then you'll survive this. Not pleasantly. As you open the door, you turn, fingers out, you just turn and take one step. As you cross the threshold of the door, you feel yourself falling just before you feel yourself hit the water. As the weight of your stone leg and the rest of your body starts to pull you down deeper and deeper and deeper. As you're looking up into the sky, you see the traveler's arm reach out, grab the door handle, tip his hat as he shuts the door, and you find yourself weighted at the bottom of the lake outside of the town of Undecided. Somehow, your ability keeps you alive, but in excruciating pain, as you start to feel your lungs heal themselves as they turn to rock, as you feel the veins and blood cells in your body turn to stone. As the last thing to go, your eyes left looking out into the murky water and the sun rising up above. I'm sorry, Bert, you're dead and gone from this game. We cut back to the hospital.
But why did you turn into rocks?
Everything comes at a price.
I was saying, I have a bad feeling about Lucas being taken away. Mylin, do you feel like you... We don't have rights here. We need to get out of here. They're not going to take care of us. No warm hospital bed, no food. No applesauce cups.
Okay, let's go.
All right, we gotta...
So you two are trying to get up, and mm-hmm. you have been left to yourselves for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You saw Lucas was taken away.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't been able to contact Bert.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna try to get up. I'm gonna say you're starting to feel some strength coming back.
Mm-hmm. How long has it been since Lucas has walked past?
I'm going to say about 10 minutes.
So I'm going to look out the window and see if I could see what their car is or anything like that.
No. You don't. They're gone.
Okay. I'm going to try to... Mylin, I think we need to sneak out of the hospital.
What do we do, though? Like, we're injured. We can't find Bert. I mean, I have a bunch of money in Lucy's car. We could run away.
Yeah, we just gotta get out of here first. I mean,
where are we gonna go?
I'm gonna assess her injuries. And maybe look in the mirror and assess the injuries, the severity. I do know some basic first aid.
Mm-hmm. It was mainly like, I think you both suffered a concussion. Like, you probably both suffered a concussion.
Probably suffered a concussion. Just remember, we shouldn't sleep. You shouldn't go to sleep after you get a head injury.
Okay, okay.
It's just a head injury.
Oh, you know what? Let's go to the window and I can fly us. I can fly us.
Okay. Let's go out that way.
I will say you have one token, so you'll need.
I'm gonna try and Peter Pan and Wendy this.
Okay, so it's gonna be a 2d4s, difficulty of 5. So you push open the window. You're feeling quite
easy.
Weak as you grab around Malika, and you go to fly out the window.
Come on, dice, please. Oh, it's a 2.
You grab Malika.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, there's only one floor on this hospital because you just jumped out the window and landed on the pavement. As you both hit the ground, you only fell about 5 feet. But it was enough to, like, wake you both up. Like, okay.
I thought, what happened to the up and away? What happened to
I tried. It didn't work. It didn't work.
Was going to be Wendy. You're going to be Peter Pan.
We got to run.
This sucks. Okay. And I'm going to look around for any kind of, kind of walls to shimmy around or somewhere in the shadows.
You're outside. All right. The sun's coming up.
What?
The day is breaking.
Malika. And I run for, like, the nearest alley. I was like, come on, let's go. Let's hide. Lucas, where are you?
Lucas, we cut to you in the vehicle. You are sitting in the car next to Wheels as he is just not shut up and is just scolding you.
The car's moving?
Yeah, the car's moving.
I'm on the way home. Wheels came to pick me up. And literally all the nurses were just like, okay. I thought you had to be like... Someone's actual guardian.
Everyone's paid off in this town. It's so messed up. Hey, we gotta find Lucy's car and we gotta run for it. I can't
Lucy's
get
car?
Wait, who's this Lucy?
She's
our best
that
friend.
Was helping
or
me.
One
Wait,
of
what?
Our new best friends.
Huh?
Yeah, she's cool too.
Oh, okay, where's this car?
We don't know.
Where did
Bert
you
and I couldn't
car?
Find it.
Maybe it's by the woods. Let's meet by the woods by the trailer park.
Okay.
Where are you going right now?
I don't think it'll be there. I think she left with her car.
Lucas, do you think you can sneak away from your guy?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so when you get a chance.
As you're saying that internally, and you haven't been paying attention to Wheels at all, you feel something slap onto your wrist. And immediately, your connection to the rest of the group cuts off.
Hello?
Lucas?
Hello?
As you look up, and he's like, oh yeah, by the way, Dr. Inman said to put that on you so you stop acting like a goddamn fool.
This does nothing to me.
That's not what Dr. Inman said.
Well, he's a liar, and he drank my Capri Suns.
Dr. Inman is paying us a lot of money to keep an eye on you. So when we get home, you're going to go to your room. You're going to think about how much pain and torment you're putting your mother through. I'm going to talk to her about what we're going to do with you. Now, I know you may not think of me as your dad, but I am currently your caregiver, and you will respect that.
Okay. I'll go to my room when we get home. What do you want me to say?
I want you to tell your mother sorry. And we don't want you hanging out with those freaks anymore.
They're not freaks.
They're freaks.
If they're freaks, then so am I.
No, you're just a boy.
Lucas, where are you?
So, what are you two doing?
Malika, we gotta find him. Okay. Yeah, do we have any energy tokens? Are we out?
You're out.
Malika,
we have to sneak into Lucas's house. I don't trust that man. Bert, he can take care of himself. We gotta get Lucas. He's the kid.
Bring Bert back. Bring Bert back.
There's no GM power in this game.
What?
There's no GM power in this game.
Oh, like the chat can't. But no. Can't the chat make rumors true?
I heard a rumor that Bert didn't die.
I heard a rumor that there's a boy in the lake. That's
cool. Yeah, no, that's not how that works either.
I was just curious.
No.
We gotta make our way to Lucas's house and try to get him out.
Okay, let's go.
That kid's smart. He'll be looking for us. We'll give him the signal and maybe sneak out.
Maybe we'll see Lucy's car along the way.
Okay.
So we start making our way back to the trailer park and trying to see if maybe Lucy's car is parked nearby.
You're not seeing Lucy's car anywhere.
What is this car that we're looking for? What does it look like?
It was a Datsun Z.
Okay.
But you don't see it anywhere.
Okay.
So you're making your way through town.
Trying to be undetected as possible.
The sun's coming out. You're both feeling extremely hungry. You can't remember the last time you ate.
Nope, can't remember the last time I ate.
Tired.
Remember
exhausted.
The days when I used to eat pie in the diner?
With Bert.
With a bunch of kids.
You feel yourselves getting weak. You feel no connection to Bert. You lost your connection to Lucas. And then it hits you. This feeling. Feeling of emptiness. For the last couple weeks, whether you realized it or not, you were all bigger than yourselves. You all shared an extension to each other. And unexplainably, even you, Lucas, somehow all know at the same time, Bert's gone. It hits you. Your chest has been taken out from under you as the two of you hit the ground at the same time, look at each other. You know what happened. Lucas, as you're in the car with wheels and he's continuing to scold you and you're getting closer to your house, your head dips as you go silent. And you feel like the best friend you ever had, one of the only friends you ever had, is gone.
You weren't there to save me from the river this time.
Oh, no.
Mylan, I...
Actually, I'm going to cut it right there. That is it for tonight's episode. We're going to end it right there. There's only one more episode of this show.
If my character finds out that you drowned, it's going to fuck him up for life.
God, it's going to...
You'll probably find out.
Can you supernova and go
I get it. You accidentally created the most OP character.
Hey, maybe you flew a little too close to the sun. You know, you can give people that kind of power and they don't have to be douchey tools about it.
I didn't use it at all. I didn't even get a chance to use it.
No, it was when you were like, fuck you, and peaced out.
Yeah, he wants me to... I hate that guy.
Thank you all so much.
Oh, I hope he gets it in the worst way.
We're going to kill him.
Thank you all so much. Jay Pistol, Malagar01, Jabberwocky, Mel Pomeno, Uber Baldy, Nurse, Lab Bugs, Winston EXE, Mike the Prude, AzTechnology21, Rex705, The Kid Anon, Super Mega Ultra Hyper Force, Satyr 739, Jet Sweep, Malagar Zero Wild Lab Bugs, Foolish 88, The Kid Anon, PR Fan 2002, Draco 67.
Draco!
You all are amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
For your continued support. we have a really big week this week. Rat Queens is launching on Wednesday. You're not going to want to miss it. That's a huge premiere. Set your calendars. Your
7 p.m.
7 p.m. on Wednesday Pacific time. Get ready for it. It's going to be a ton of fun. Next week is the last episode of our Kids on Bikes one shot.
It started so long ago.
I'm so sad though. I don't want. Now it's sad. Bert's dead.
Yeah, he'll kill us all.
If you think that it won't get more sad next week, you haven't played a show with me before.
Oh, is Zach just going to murder us all?
Yeah, typical.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
That's some shit.
I guess not all of us will.
Yeah, I guess not all of us will. See what happens next
Maybe
week.
Maybe in there's an alternate universe Bert that we can bring back.
I want to see what the rumors are of what happened to Bert in town. I want to see what his.
I mean, everyone thinks he died a year ago.
Died
in the blast.
Anyways.
Nobody would make new rumors about a person they don't know exists anymore.
Yep. Did I miss the rumor that? Did we hit a goal where a rumor came true?
Yes, it was that you are all, or especially you two, are brother and sister.
Me and Lucas?
Yeah, you share. I changed into weird. You two share the same genetic code. You are technically twins, kind of, but you know,
different times.
Different ages.
The only difference between the two of you, which I find really funny, is one of you is male and one's female. That is the only genetic difference between the two of you.
Nice. Yeah.
That is amazing.
It's fun to imagine. Nature versus nurture in that one. Mm-hmm.
That Lucas was so oblivious that he wasn't adopted because he's just like, this is one way or the other. This is hilarious.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for your continued support. Thank we will be you. Live tomorrow at 3 p.m. I'll be playing a new game tomorrow at 3 p.m. that I can't tell you about, but I will be giving out keys earlier
Ooh.
In the day. So tomorrow, keep an eye on our Discord. I'll be posting when I'm allowed to for some free codes to get you all in the game. And then I'll be playing that at 3 p.m. And at 6 p.m., we have our Blood Curdling Tales from the Loop.
Woo!
And we've got a lot of work to do to get ready for Rat Queens on Wednesday. So I got to get back some Photoshop work and take some more meds.
Nice.
I feel like I'm not going to talk the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Like, straight,
like, are you sick?
Oh, so sick. It was rough to get through and keep my voice going. So I'm going to shut up.
I've been up for 36 hours.
What?
That's
Why?
Not good.
Why would
I had a really I couldn't fall asleep and I had a really early set call today, and so I've just been on set all day on like a really big movie that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Oh,
well, that's cool, but also you should go to bed now.
We should go to bed and eat, and I have to use the restroom.
Photoshop work. And, beep, beep, yep. beep. All right. Thank you all so much. We will be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Thank you for continuing to support Hyper RPG, and don't forget to journey onward.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woohoo!